There's a feature on my computer, and I'm sure it's on your computer too, that allows me to type a subject onto a subject line and then almost instantly see the image or the picture of what I typed in. You just have to click on the word images on your computer. So if you want to see what George Washington looked like, you just type in George Washington, click on enter, click on images, and you get 100 pictures of George Washington. So yesterday I entered St. John's Lutheran Church, Mequon, Wisconsin, clicked on enter, clicked on images, 6 or 7 pictures right there. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. You've all been here before. We do this every year. All of the gospel readings that are read on this Sunday come from John chapter 10, where Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd. He says, "I am the Good Shepherd." If you wanted to see what the Good Shepherd looked like, you could go and enter Good Shepherd, click on enter, click on images, and what do you think you would see? You'd see a youngish looking man, pretty handsome, with flowing brown hair. He'd have a smile on his face, and he'd be carrying one of those curved shepherd crooks in his hand. And he'd be wearing a sparkling white robe with a little lamb in one hand and with that crook in the other, and there'd be a whole bunch of sheep walking behind him. So when you think of the Good Shepherd, or when you think of the Lord is my shepherd, isn't that what you see? Isn't that kind of the image that comes to your mind? I think it is for me. So this is interesting. The section of John chapter 10 that I read to you this morning contains these words of Jesus: "The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." And then he says it again. And then he says it again. He says it 3 times. He lays down his life for the sheep. Now, I know what that means. I know that Jesus came into the world and died on the cross to take my sins away. That's Christianity 101. So I went to that search line, and I entered, "The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep." I clicked on enter. I clicked on images. I saw hundreds of drawings and pictures and photos of the good shepherd, but not one, not even one of them showed the good shepherd being dead. There were pictures of him wading through swollen creeks or fighting off lions and bears or climbing a steep cliff to save a lost sheep. But there was not one of them that showed the good shepherd laying down his life for the sheep. When you and I think about the good shepherd, we tend to think about green pastures and quiet waters and a rod and a staff and goodness and mercy, all peaceful and calm, all blessed and good. But Jesus reminds us today that the peace we have and the calm we live in and the blessings we receive and the good that we enjoy all comes to us because Jesus laid down his life for the sheep. In other words, the good shepherd died. The good shepherd died necessarily. The good shepherd died intentionally. The good shepherd died voluntarily. So the picture that Jesus is painting here is really pretty obvious. Over here are the sheep, and they're doing their thing and munching on the grass. And over here is the wolf, and he's chomping at the bit, and the hired hand is in the middle. And Jesus said, the hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. Well, I think the meaning is pretty clear. You and I are the sheep, and so are all the people who have ever lived on this planet and all the people who will live on this planet. And the wolf is Satan. And Satan has only one desire in life, and that is to destroy the sheep. And so Satan came and he tricked Adam and Eve to sin because he knew that they would pass on the plague to every one of their descendants. And he understood that sin would break the friendship between human beings and God, and that human beings would soon enough begin to resent God and hate God. He knew that God could not get rid of sin without satisfying his justice, without somebody paying the price and enduring the penalty, and that these human beings couldn't do it. And the devil understood that he had us exactly where he wanted us, with his bony, ugly fingers around our throats and leading us to his house in hell. What Satan didn't understand, what he didn't know, was that God's love was as powerful and as pure as his justice. What Satan didn't know, or maybe what he chose not to hear, was that God intended to crush his head. What Satan didn't know, or maybe what he didn't anticipate, was that God's one and only Son would come down into this world, take on human form, and stand in the place of human beings. That God's Son would make the payment, and he would pay the penalty. Jesus would satisfy God's justice. He would restore paradise. He would annihilate Satan. And he would bring back peace between God and people forever. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. The good shepherd died. And the good shepherd died necessarily. He died because he had to die. There was no other way to satisfy God's justice. There was no other way to take away sin. There was no other way to annihilate the devil. There was no other way to reopen paradise. The pagans and their idols of gold and silver, that didn't work. The Pharisees' insistence on a good life, that wouldn't work. The Jewish fanatics' idea of restoring the glories of the nation of Israel, that never happened. There was nothing that any of these hired hands could do. They didn't have the power. They didn't have the desire to save the sheep. And those hired hands are still around us today. Muslims offer us Allah. Buddhists offer us nature. Popular preachers offer us decisions and prosperity. And politicians offer us success and triumph. But they are all hired hands who do not have the ability to give us what we really need. The peace that we crave, the calm that we enjoy, the blessings that we love, the good that we live in, the forgiveness of all of our sins, and life with God. The Good Shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. The Good Shepherd died necessarily. The Good Shepherd died for all of the sheep, for all of the sheep that would put their trust in him. But the Good Shepherd also died for me, for this sheep, James Paul Tiefel. I am Jesus' little lamb, ever glad at heart I am. For my shepherd gently guides me, knows my need and well provides me, loves me every day the same, even calls me by my name. Jesus knew me before I was born, and now Jesus knows me better than anyone else. Jesus knows me better than my mom and dad did. He knows me better than David, John, and Mark did. He even knows me better than Brenda does. He knows when I sin, and he knows when I'm scared. He knows when he laughs, and he knows when I cry. He says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Did you catch that comparison that he made? He said, I know my sheep just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. Can you imagine that? That Jesus binds us to himself in a way that is similar to the way that he binds himself with God the Father, the one who created me and the one who formed me, says to me, I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When the Good Shepherd died, the Good Shepherd died for me. And he did it with a purpose. And he did it with a plan. He shed his holy, precious blood that I might be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. And he did the same thing for you and the same thing for all of the sheep who follow him. He has a purpose and he has a plan for them. He said, I have other sheep that are not of this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. This is his strategy. He brings his sheep into one sheepfold. He adopts us into one family of God. He joins us to one holy Christian church, which is the communion of saints. And there he feeds us and he nourishes us. And he preserves us and he grows us with the good news about Jesus in word and baptism and Holy Communion. And in that very place, he takes us to the cross where we find freedom from death. And then he takes us to the empty tomb where we find the guarantee of eternal life. We have never been afterthoughts to Jesus. We are never insignificant to Jesus. Jesus had each one of us in mind when he laid down his life. The Good Shepherd died intentionally. We've all seen the Good Shepherd die, haven't we? We do that every year during the season of Lent. Jesus wasn't that handsome young man on the cross. He was ugly. The long flowing hair was drenched in blood, and his clothes had been stripped off of him by soldiers. He didn't have a little lamb in one hand and a shepherd's crook in the other, because his arms were nailed to the crossbar on the cross. We heard him pray that the cup might be taken away. We heard him ask, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" But Jesus never flinched. He never hesitated. He never gave up. He said, "I lay down my life for the sheep. No one takes it from me. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up." Jesus knew what his role was perfectly. He was to be the one who would be the substitute and the suffering servant. He was to be the one to provide peace and pay the penalty. He set the time and he set the place. And no one slowed him down, and no one made him move any faster. He fulfilled all of the promises. He told Peter to put away his sword. He told Pilate that he was not going to raise an army. Jesus laid down his life because he wanted to. He was determined to. And this is why the Father loved him, because he laid down his life for the sheep. The Good Shepherd died voluntarily. Nobody made Jesus die. Nobody forced him to do it. He wasn't some innocent victim of a hateful mob. Jesus laid down his life because he loves us. Why is it that we can walk through the green pastures and in the quiet waters and find his comfort? Because Jesus loves us. Why is it that we aren't fearful even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death? Because he loves us. Why is it that he prepares a spiritual banquet for us and overflows our cup? Why is it that goodness and mercy follows us wherever we are in life? Why is it that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever? Because he loves us. Jesus laid down his life necessarily because he had to. He was our only hope. Jesus laid down his life intentionally as our best friend. Jesus laid down his life voluntarily because he loved us. So if you want to know what the Good Shepherd is like, don't click on images on your computer. Go to the cross where he died. Amen.